Travel It's Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and co-host Anita Stokes-Thomas is off tonight. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my own website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 335th episode of Travel It's Radio, we'll hear about plans to preserve Saint-Germain-des-Prés, a very old Parisian church, from Brian W. Smith, director and treasurer of American Friends for the Preservation of Saint-Germain-des-Prés. Brian has more than 45 years of experience as a senior executive in international financial services, senior federal bank regulator, and senior partner in a multinational law firm. He's been associated with many of the major developments in financial services. He's a graduate of Columbia University Grad School of Business and St. John's University with a BA and JD, and a resident of Gulfstream, Florida, although he's in Washington for the summer. Welcome, Brian, to Travel It's Radio. What a resume.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. I'm delighted to be with you tonight.
And we're glad to have you. The obvious first question is, why is an American, or actually many Americans, so involved with a preservation project in France?
Well, that's a good question. It starts basically with our familiarity as a family with France and our love for it, our travel to it so often. My wife and her sister lived and studied in Paris for many years. When we were first married, our first trip was to Paris. And where do we go? The Church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés, because it's located in the Latin Quarter, and that's an exciting place for tourists. And we got to love the church, and every time we go there, we stop off and we visit it. We also got to meet some of the people that are associated with it and learned of their need to have some help in their restoration project, and that's how I got involved.
Good answer. Brian, Paris is a very popular travel destination, especially in the summer months, and has dozens of world-famous attractions from the Louvre to the Seine to the Eiffel Tower. Where does Saint-Germain-des-Prés fit into that picture?
Well, I think it should be on everybody's travel list, because it is, in fact, the oldest church in Paris. I know Paris has many, many churches, and some of them are very, very prominent. But this is the oldest church. It's also in a wonderful part of the city, the 6th arrondissement, the left bank, the Latin Quarter. And so it is a place that tourists can easily visit. It's a very accessible edifice. It's not large. It has wonderful art and sculptures, a lot of history, and you can really get around in that in a very short space of time. The people inside are friendly, and so I think you'd have a pretty good tour if you went.
How did you determine the church's age?
Well, it's actually in all the history books, if you start to go back to it. It was started building in 543. So the son of Clovis, Childebert, commissioned this church, and there's records of him commissioning it. So it's something that you can easily find out about, and so it was easy to go back and determine. Now, it's had a kind of a checkered history in that though it was built to house originally a relic of St. Vincent by the son of Clovis, in the 8th century or 9th century, it was sacked by the Vikings. It burned down again in 1100, and so it was restored. So it's had a very difficult life, as you might expect any building of that age to have had in such a major city as Paris.
Okay. Our guest tonight is Brian W. Smith, and we're talking about church preservation in Paris. Brian, what inspired you to take on the project of restoring Saint-Germain-des-Prés Church?
Well, most people don't know that the churches in France, and particularly in Paris, are actually owned by the government. So the city of Paris owns the physical plant of all the churches. They have so many of these buildings, they cannot, and some of them are so old, such as Saint-Germain-des-Prés, they cannot devote enough resources to keep them going. And yet, these are buildings that deserve preservation, because they have such history and such connection with the development not only of that country, but of basically Western civilization. So when we found out that they were the church was basically falling apart, needed such extensive renovation, and there was really no funds available to do this, a small group of Frenchmen got together, parishioners of the church, and then they located several of us in the United States who would also share their goal to start the preservation effort. And as a result, we worked out an arrangement with the city of Paris whereby they would also contribute some of their resources if we raised enough funds to restore the church. We have a multi-year project. It's many millions of dollars, and we're probably somewhere about 40% through the project. But as you open up a wall, as you restore something, as you dig around the foundation, you find something else that needs to be done. You also find some very interesting relics and things that have been left over from many, many centuries ago. So it's very rewarding. But that's how we got involved, and that's why it was so necessary to get involved. They just didn't have the resources to get going.
Okay. Since you mentioned relics and things that you found, could you mention what are some of the things you found?
Well, first of all, the artwork in the church goes back many, many centuries, and the principal artwork of the church is by very famous artists. Flandrin has done most of the major, I guess you call them frescoes, around the church. And so as you uncover and try to restore those, you find earlier versions of them, etc. Around the walls of the church, they found some relics of the Revolution. They found relics of the building of the church, the tools and materials. So it's just an never-ending process. The inside altar has been restored as well as the church ceiling. So everything that they uncover opens up something new and exciting. A lot of which
is
available.
The church of Benjamin Dupre was established, as you mentioned, in 543. What significance does it hold in terms of world history, art, and culture?
Well, I guess one would say that it was there at the birth of the University of Paris and the Sorbonne. It became an intellectual center, helped to found those universities. It is also a location where many writers and artists, famous writers and artists, of French writers and artists in particular, but also from around the world, lived in the Latin Quarter, and they worshipped at this church. The church really fed on them. Some of them are buried, like Descartes is buried in the church. So it has contributed to all of that. It's contributed to the history of Paris through it's basically acting as an early abbey, one of the wealthiest abbeys, and then it kind of fell apart when it was sacked. It became a scriptorium where the monks sat and wrote versions of learned texts, both liturgical and secular. It became, believe it or not, a storage place for munitions, a storage place for munitions during the Revolution. So it has had so many different lives that it really appeals to the people. Now, the parishioners in the church are very dedicated to it. And many years ago, this church was connected again to the schooling and the students of Paris, and it became the site of the mission to the students of Paris. And so every week there are literally hundreds of students that come there for discussion sessions and learning more about their faith and about also living the life in this modern world. So it has continued to contribute to art, been a center of art, history, religion, education, and we'd like to keep it going for another 2,000 years if we can.
For the history buffs out there, Brian, can you talk about the church's role for American soldiers in World War I and World War II?
Well, many of our soldiers visited Paris in both of those wars, as you well know. And if you see those movies where they have the Red Cross opens up canteens for the soldiers, the church was opened up as a welcoming place for American soldiers. And they went there for not only religious reasons, but they also went there for coffee and friendship in both wars. And so it became a place where, especially nowadays, World War II veterans, when they visit Paris, go back to Saint-Germain-des-Prés. At least they did. There aren't so many of them anymore, regrettably. But they used to go back to visit where they were so welcomed during that horrible conflict. So it has always been a place of service and good fellowship. And that's basically its contribution during both those wars.
Okay, since we're talking wars, the Nazis occupied Paris. Did they damage the church at all?
Does not appear so. I've not heard of any stories where they did. There really wasn't a lot of damage to Paris, generally speaking. And this was not, at the time, the prominent place for the Nazis to show up.
Okay, good to hear. Saint-Germain-des-Prés tops many a list of sites to tour when visiting Paris. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, it is in one of the most visited portions of Paris, the Latin Quarter. Everybody goes there to see those very narrow streets and the little cafes, and many people stay in those wonderful little hotels on the avenues. It's right across the street from the Café des Deux Mogots, where everybody goes for a cup of coffee because of its connection for so many years with sitting outside having a cup of coffee and watching Paris walk by. It's right near the Boulevard Saint-Germain and the Boulevard Saint-Michel. So these are strolling avenues. It's an easy place to get to. It is on many of the tourist trips and books, but it is somewhat neglected in many ways. It's not where everybody goes, and we're trying to encourage more people to visit it because they really, truly will appreciate it. It's just a wonderful place to visit for quiet and rest. Get a cup of coffee and then go over there, or go over there and then get a cup of coffee. It's a great place to be. And some of the places in the church that have been restored, some of the artwork, some of the chapels, the altar, the ceiling, are restored to the original colors. And you really wouldn't believe the vibrancy of these colors. For so many years, the smoke and the age has covered them all over. But when you go in and you look up at the ceiling, it's like you're back in the early, well, let's say 1000s.
Brian, you've called the church a universal icon of world humanity. What do you mean by that?
Well, the humanism actually was very fostered, if not born, in that part of Paris. The church
Let me interrupt you for a second here. They're going to shut us down. There's an error here. I apologize for this. There is an error here. I'm going to try to reschedule the show. It's supposed to be 30 minutes, and it's going to shut us down after 15 minutes. So I will contact you. I'm going to call you on your number, your 202 number, which I have. I'll call you right after she hangs up. This is not supposed to be. I set the show correctly. So
no, that's quite all right. I
look forward
to...
We're going to reschedule this, and hopefully we'll come up with something agreeable. We'll let everybody know on the Travel with Radio Facebook page. But in the meantime, our guest next week was supposed to go to Kennebunkport, Maine, and talk about the Colony Hotel. But since we can't do this, I'm going to talk to Brian privately in a few minutes, and I apologize for this error. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.